Well, welcome back to our next edition of Hello World with Mike Kara, as always, broadly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And my guest today is a great singer, songwriter, musician, performer, Kirsty Fisher. Actually, right now, she is actually somewhere in Spain, actually boating. She'll tell us a little bit about that, but is actually from Dunkeld, Scotland, and she'll talk about that too. And Kirsty, it's such a pleasure and honor that you could join me today. First of all, I bring greetings from Orlando, Florida. Mickey says hello. And first of all, why don't you tell us a little bit about, you know, yourself and your music and where you feel your love and passion for music comes from?
Hello, Mike. Thank you very much for having me on your show. It's lovely to speak to you. I am speaking to you from Ibiza currently, on a sailing yacht here. But normally I'm based back in Scotland, just in Highland, Perthshire, Dunkeld. And I think my love of music came from being surrounded by a traditional music scene in Dunkeld. There's a great pub there called the Tay Bank. And if you've heard the song Caledonia, that was written by Dougie MacLean, and Dougie's from Butterston, just outside of Dunkeld, and he really boosted the music scene around there. There was always a Thursday music session on in the Tay Bank, and so even from the age of maybe 7 or 8, every Thursday night I was in the pub with my sister and my dad and joining in the music sessions then. And yeah, just listening to people like Dougie, and there's a great folk scene in Scotland, people like Corinne Polwart and Roddy Wimble. I've been listening to those people growing up, and then started writing my own music.
Oh, okay. So yeah, Kirsty, let's talk a little bit about that, you know, that you write your music here. So, I mean, for you, is there anything that inspires you to write? I mean, is there anything that gets you, you know, excited about writing music?
I think throughout all of my music, really, the theme of nature and spending time outside, where I'm from, we're so lucky in that we're just surrounded by hills, and we always went camping as kids, and so nature has always been very close by. And I think especially this year and last year during the pandemic, everybody realized just how much we should value that time we spend outside. And I think it was therapy for a lot of people just to be able to go out for their daily walk and see some greenery, having been stuck inside. So yeah, I'd say that nature is probably a theme running through all of my music.
Oh, okay. So you mentioned nature then. So, I mean, as far as writing music, I mean, is that a process that takes a long time? Or, I mean, once you get an idea for a song, that the songs could be, you know, accomplished really quickly?
It really depends. There are some songs that seem to just come. So normally I'll sit down with a guitar and write something, a riff or a chord progression or whatever. And then maybe when I'm out doing everyday things, some lyrics will come to me, and then realize those will go with whatever guitar piece I've written. But it can take a really long time. It's great to have a deadline, because sometimes when you are your own critic, you can keep going over and over a song and it's never quite good enough. But having released the album last year, that was a great deadline to get some of these songs finished. So I'd say some songs come to you naturally and others take a bit longer, and trying to think about what you really mean and what you want that song to get across to people.
So, I mean, for you, Kirsty, like we mentioned, you're on the boat there. I mean, will you just be sitting there and all of a sudden an idea or something comes to you? I mean, is that how it could work for you?
Yeah, definitely. And I think every day without realizing, the conversations you have with people, you have a lot of time on a boat to speak to other people and to have sort of more meaningful conversations, which is great. And you also have a lot of time to yourself, like on the, we've just crossed from St. Martin in the Caribbean to Europe, across the Atlantic, and we did solo watches for that. So you have 3 hours completely on your own, just you and the boat and the sea, and that gives you a lot of thinking time. So ideas come to you then, and interesting things that other people say as well.
So for you, Kirsty, you know, does the songs, you know, from when you first get the song down till when you actually record a song, is there a lot of changes that take place, or?
I think the quicker the song comes to you, the fewer changes you have later on, because I think when a song just comes to you more naturally, you think about it less, and it just is as it is. And I think one of the songs on my album that happened with was Wish Me Luck, and it's a very short song, but it's kind of more about the guitar part, and the lyrics just came from where I was playing. So there's a place called Antober, which is an art centre in Tobermory, on the Isle of Mull on the west coast of Scotland, which is where the album was recorded. And I'd half written a song and sat down to start playing it, thinking I really need to finish this song off because we're recording an album, and it just came looking out the window and looking at life going by. But then other songs, I'd say maybe in the latter part of school, of high school, I'd maybe got the guitar part down, and it took a good couple of years to get those ones finished.
So for you, Kirsty, I mean, when you're writing a song, do you think about other parts, or right now when you write a song, you want to get the, the music, the lyrics, you know, down with the guitar, or do you think about like, how is this song going to all come together?
Yeah, I think sometimes a chorus will come very easily, and without realizing. I think for me, writing choruses seems to be a lot easier than writing the verse. I suppose you say a lot more in the verses, but yeah, it can be very different depending on the song, I think. But you do kind of think about what you want that song to mean overall, and so you might have a few different ideas, and you think, oh, that those lyrics that I thought about the other day might work well in this song, and then it sort of changes, and you think more about what you want the whole song to mean.
So, I mean, for you, Kirsty, I mean, do you ever have like maybe a melody or a piece of music that you've been putting off, you know, I mean, you've had like for many years, and then you decide now is the right time? I mean, is that how you do it sometimes, or?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I think I'm probably very guilty of overthinking. And so, especially if you're very fond of a guitar part you might have come up with, and you want the lyrics to be good enough for it, and then sometimes you just got to say to yourself, stop that, that's fine, just stop there, because otherwise you can go on forever and never get any of them finished. I think on my phone I've got hundreds of little short excerpts of ideas, but yeah, it's good to return to those and get something down. Sure.
So for you, Kirsty, I mean, we talk about writing songs. So do you usually, when you get an idea or when it's time to write a song, you write a song and then you'll see what you do with it? Or do you specifically write for albums, or?
More the former, yeah. More a sort of organic process. Yeah, as I say, it's good to have a deadline, but I think, the process for me is more organic. And I'm doing other things as well as music, so I think if music is your sole career, you're probably more focused on getting that album finished and getting it out there. Whereas for me, I suppose I don't have those sort of deadlines.
So you could just, you know, complete the song when you can get to it, huh?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, but it is good to return to them, finish them off.
Right. So, yeah, you have a lot of, you know, different songs. You said parts of songs. So, I mean, there could just be a day where you know, might want to write a whole new song, or is there a situation where, like, there's all these, like you said, hundreds of parts of songs, maybe I should work on these, or?
Yeah, guitar playing and music writing for me is definitely a sort of form of therapy and a way of getting feelings down into words and with music. And so if you're feeling a certain way, then you might be just playing because it makes you feel good, and then something comes from that. But there are definitely days where I think, right, I'm frustrated with the fact that I've got 5 different songs on the go here and none of them are finished yet. So yeah, I will think, you know, today I'll work on this and finish it off. But there's always something in the background.
Okay, Kirsty. So I want to talk about these nice songs our audiences will be listening to, at least for the audio version of this show. So first of all, you know, we're talking about sea and boating, and the first song happens to be All at Sea. Can you tell us about this one?
That's right. Yeah, so this song is actually written for some people in my family, particularly men who had some mental health struggles when I was growing up, and it's sort of about escaping everyday life and being out in the elements, and funnily enough, that's what I'm doing at the moment, having crossed the Atlantic. But yeah, I think again, nature, being outside, can be a really good way for people to cope, and yeah, again, last year I think a lot of people realize that getting outside and being in nature was a good thing for your mental health, to sort of stop and think about things and reassess situations.
Okay. And now another one, we've got kind of a theme here, nautical theme. I don't know, maybe this may or may not be about the sea. It's actually, it's the title track for your album, and it's called Maps. Can you tell us about this song?
Yeah, so this is more about travel, and I wrote it when I was at university. I went to Edinburgh University to study sustainable development and geography, and I think I've always been a big fan of maps and walking and geography and understanding the world, and yeah, I wrote this when I was sort of traveling further afield. I'm quite a home bird, but I've done a lot of time away. You know, I love being at home and think it's just beautiful and got great friends and family there. But then you sort of discover this bug for traveling and being very independent. And I went to India to do my dissertation research on climate change. And then after that, I spent some time in New Zealand, and then after that on sailing yachts as well. So Maps is really about being independent and traveling and the different people and places that you see. And it just really opens your eyes, I
think. Oh, okay. And another song we have here is Turning Endlessly. Can you tell us about this one?
Yeah, again, so this one is really about stopping and thinking about what's important, and again, being outside and having, yeah, just having time to stop and take a breath and think about where you are in that moment, because I think we can all get a bit caught up and busy sometimes, and it's just good to stop.
Okay, yeah, there you go. So those are, now, are all of these songs on Maps, or are these 3 songs on different albums? Or
They're all on Maps, yep. So it's a 10-track album. It was released on the 30th of October last year. I did an online gig, as was allowed last year, but again, recorded that at Antober on the Isle of Mull, which is this amazing place. It's an old school with a recording studio in it, and they have lots of great gigs there. And there is a very innovative project that they were running last year with Lunas, and they were doing online gigs, but they were doing the lighting and the sound remotely, so that you could have your bubble of musicians recording downstairs, and the lighting and all of the sound was being done from a different room. And in fact, the lighting was actually being done from a different town. So yeah, it's a sort of new way of doing things. And hopefully we can get back to the old ways, but it's, yeah, it's going to be pretty cool to see what people come up with to get around the barriers, I suppose.
Right. So, yeah, so speaking, Kirsty, you know, shows and, you know, trying to get back. So, I mean, right now you don't really have an opportunity, unlike Florida, that is open, but I mean, as far as where you know you're based in Scotland, then things are still kind of locked down then, or?
Yeah, they are opening up. Unfortunately, the numbers seem to be going up again, but given that it's summertime and some outdoor gigs I think are allowed now, I've been looking out for opportunities to play, and I'd love to do a proper launch with real people and other musicians. So my sister Hannah Fisher, she plays in lots of different bands. She plays with Idlewild and King Creusot, and her boyfriend Soren McLean, he also is a very well known musician, and I just love playing with them. It's great fun, always great fun. So hopefully we can do some real live gigs in the summertime. But I do have one in August. There was a charity gig for a Cranig Centre, which burned down last month, which I'm not sure if are you familiar with Cranigs?
No.
So it's an ancient dwelling, and they were built on lochs in Scotland, I think in other countries as well, but basically it's either an artificial island or a dwelling built on stilts on a loch. And I think the oldest one is 5,000 years old or something, I think. But there's a great Scottish Cranig Centre with lots of information, and I've been a few times and also been to gigs in there, which is really cool, but very sadly it burned down last month, and so they're running some concerts to raise funds to rebuild that. And so in August, I'm looking forward to playing as part of that.
Oh, okay. And, you know, speaking of, you know, maybe past shows, have you had a chance to get here in America and do any performing, or?
I haven't yet. No, I'd love to. I've only ever flown through America, but I would love to come. And obviously there's a great folk music scene there, and lots of people who have Scottish ancestry. And so, yeah, I'd love to. Hopefully it's on the horizon one day.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, with these, you know, virtual concerts, I mean, do you do them where, like, I mean, do you do things like Facebook Live where people are actually sending you messages? And you do is that how you do it sometimes, or?
So more through YouTube. I know that some people have had some copyright issues with Facebook, sort of putting their music out, and then even though it's their own music, just having some problems, and also with internet. Back home, we've just got some Wi-Fi, which seems unbelievable in Scotland in the 21st century. But yeah, I did the launch gig, was live, but it was live recorded. And so that then went out on YouTube on the day of release. But that's available on YouTube still, just under Kirsty Fisher Maps Launch, I think.
Okay. Now, Kirsty, I have an interesting question for you. Now, okay. I'm not sure who, you know, the biggest superstar, I mean, as far as, you know, performing and singing is, and you could probably tell me in Scotland, but whoever that would be, would you like to do maybe a collaboration with them?
Yeah, I mean, that would be brilliant. I think it depends what sort of music you're into, but Tuggie McLean is pretty famous throughout the world now, especially for his song Caledonia, and he runs a brilliant music festival called Pressure Amber, and that's normally in Dunkeld in the autumn, and it's called Pressure Amber because all of the leaves are turning that beautiful amber orangey colour. And I did actually play at that, I think it was last year. No, it must have been the year before actually. Last year went by in a flash. But yeah, there's all sorts of buzz going on in the village then, and people from the US and from all over the world with the connections. So yeah, I think probably one of the best gigs I did was supporting someone I've been listening to since I was wee, a guy called Roddy Wimble, who is the lead singer of Idlewild. And he was doing a show in Dunkeld. Got a great art centre there called the Burnham Institute. And I supported him, which was sort of a dream come true.
That's great. So basically, you know, when you are in Scotland, then, I mean, normally before all this pandemic, I mean, would you travel then all throughout the UK, or mainly just in your area, or
mainly in Scotland? There are some really great music festivals there, especially the smaller ones. I really love the buzz that we've got. Iona Music Festival. Normally, there's Tyree Music Festival. We've played at Gia Music Festival. We used to play that a lot when we were younger. But yeah, we're very lucky. There's such a great music scene in Scotland. But I know there's a great folk music scene in England as well. And I've grown up listening to Laura Marling, and I'd love to see her live.
So, I mean, you talk about, you know, Scotland and there's music festivals. So, I mean, is there, maybe you mentioned this one big, you know, giant music festival in Scotland that everyone wants to go to, or?
Yeah, it sort of depends what sort of music you play, but the biggest music festivals are probably Tea in the Park or Rockness, Tyree Music Festival, Heb Celt Festival. But yeah, we're kind of spoiled for choice in normal times. I think Orkney have a great music festival as well. So yeah, it'll be great when all of those are back on again. And I think we're going to really appreciate it.
Oh, okay. So you mentioned that, you know, you have something scheduled in August. I mean, are you trying to now actively book for shows? I mean, are these venues wanting to have, you know, bands and musicians ready, you know, kind of at the helm, so when everything is full force, you know, you'll be ready? Or
definitely, yeah. I have been applying for a few festivals, and I think hopefully the smaller festivals, some of them can run because of being outdoors and just taking the opportunity, given that it's summertime, because in Scotland there's a bit of a small weather window. Hopefully it'll stay sunny throughout the summertime and it won't rain too much. But when it starts to get a bit colder, it'll be more indoor gigs again. So yeah, I'm thinking the smaller music festivals probably the best bet for this year.
Oh, okay. So yeah, when we're talking about, you know, the internet and your you know, you're doing these shows, but let's talk a little bit about your website and social media and how everyone could get a hold of you. So first of all, do you have a website?
I do, yeah. It's just www.kirstyfisher.com. I've got some videos on there. There's a link to the album launch. There, you can also get onto my Bandcamp page through there. So the CD is available to buy exclusively on Bandcamp at the moment. I've just got one track. I've just got the title track, Maps, on Spotify. But now I'm thinking I'll put the whole album up there. I was sort of trying to be independent of Spotify, but these days it's just impossible. And I think, you know, we all find new music on Spotify. So yeah, through my website and on YouTube there, I think there are three videos up there as well. And that launch gig is available to watch anytime for free as well.
Oh, so one question I wanted to ask you, Kirsty. So, I mean, when you, you know, have these, you know, new songs, when you write a new song, will you perform it before you record it? Or do you want to record these songs and then perform it?
Probably perform it first, yeah. So it's good to sort of gauge what other people think, because you can spend a lot of time in your own head, and when you're writing songs, it can never be good enough sometimes, and you don't know what other people might think. And so I think for a long time, having had a sister who's a musician as well and growing up surrounded by great musicians, it was maybe a bit intimidating to play to anybody else. And then they were very encouraging of my music when I did play to them. So it's definitely great to have other people gauge what they think, and open mic sessions are great for that as well. Just outside of Dunkeld in Butterston, where there's a hall there, and Dougie McLean runs every second Wednesday in normal times, runs an open mic session there. And so going along there and playing some new songs is a great way to sort of test them out.
Oh, so Kirsty, yeah, you have open mics in Scotland. That's great, because I know here, especially in Florida, we've got those. So you feel that those are, you know, a good way, like you mentioned, to kind of gauge, you know, the songs. I mean, will the audience be honest with you? I mean, will they give you good, honest feedback? Or
yeah, they can be pretty brutal open mic sessions, because it depends. Like that one I'm talking about is great, because people actually come, it's set up with cabaret seating, like round tables with candles, and people bring their own drink, and it's set up as a gig. And so people are there to listen to you, which is lovely. And I'd say in that sense, they work really well. And yeah, people really listen, and you can ask them afterwards or just gauge from their reaction. And other places, maybe in pubs and bars, it can be difficult, because people are there unknowingly to listen to your music. They might turn up for the whole vibe of the place, or they might just be there for a drink, or they might be there to listen to your music. But you can be playing, I play quite quiet acoustic songs. And so if you're in a bar and people are talking or whatever, it can be quite brutal, but definitely it can be great for your confidence to go out and play.
Oh, okay. So yeah, that's interesting. Okay, Kirsty, we really appreciate your time, and we'll let you get back to sailing and doing that. So I mean, I want to talk a minute, if you don't mind, about that. I mean, this is something that you've been doing for a while. Then this. You said you sail, like, what was it, from Europe to where, or how does that work again?
I've been doing it for maybe 3 years, and it all started with my partner is a sailor, and we've done some Scottish sailing holidays, which is always really good fun. And then when I was New Zealand, and I think it was 2018, there was a charity who were sailing from New Zealand to Vanuatu in the Pacific and needing some crew. And so I went along for that 10-day passage. And then from there, joined another boat that my partner was on. And then we both got a job on another sailing yacht last year. But yeah, it's kind of a nice mix of being at home and spending time there and making the most of getting out in the hills and seeing friends and spending time with the animals, and then coming away again and having a real adventure. And so the boat I'm on at the moment has actually got big plans to sail around the world. And so that starts next January and will take around a year and a half. So we'll be crewing for that, which will be a great adventure. And I've got a little travel guitar, which is called a Snapdragon guitar, which folds at the neck and fits into a laptop case, and a little mini amp, so I'll still be able to play and write songs.
Oh, great. So, I mean, do you have any plans of doing, like, well, it seems like this particular interview is going well, I mean, as far as the transmission, but I mean, do you plan on maybe doing like a Facebook Live or YouTube Live from the boat, or?
I think it could be a quirky angle. It would be great if it worked. We've actually got a satellite system, which means that when we are in the middle of the ocean, you can still send a message to say how everybody's doing. But it's not quite up to a video gig, but there'll definitely be opportunity in some places. And I would like to tie it in, because it's such a big part of my life now. I'd like to tie it in with music, and a lot of the music is inspired by the ocean and the sea and spending time outside, as I've said before. Yeah.
Oh, so yeah, just sailing. Yeah, one fun question here. So, I mean, when you're sailing there, you've got to fly the Scottish flag through these countries, or how does that work then?
One thing we didn't really realize was that the boat becomes our country when we're on it. And so unfortunately with Brexit, we're having some problems. Before we were free to work in Europe and travel around, and now we've got a 90-day limit on the amount of time that we can spend here. And so when we come back, we've got to sort of register the boat as our official country so that we're allowed to stay on it. But we'll have a little pennant that says we're from Scotland up, I think, so that other people who are Scottish can come and wave hello.
Okay, Kirsty, thanks so much. Any final thoughts or anything else you'd like to mention here?
Just to keep an eye out on YouTube and my Facebook page as well. I am hoping to do a music video in the summertime. I've got a good friend and a talented filmmaker called Ben Sunderland, who I'm going to be working with on a new video for All at Sea. So keep an eye out for that. And yeah, hopefully I'll be able to do some gigs in the summertime. So I will put that out as well on social media.
Okay, and if you could give your website one final time, please.
Sure, so it's just www.kirstyfisher.com, and you can also get me on Facebook as well, just search for Kirsty Fisher Music from there.
And you're on basically all the streaming sites. Do you have any like physical CDs still, or?
I do indeed, yeah. So on Bandcamp, you can preview listen to all 10 tracks of the album on there. And there's also, there's CDs on there, and also you can buy the digital album on there as well. And there are a few shops. If you find yourself in Dunkeld one day, there are a couple of lovely shops there that sell it as well.
Okay, my guest has been Kirsty Fisher, and you've been listening to Hello World with Mike K. Kara, as always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And please catch us again next time. Okay.